Yes, a very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your national talkback program and yarning with the bully one here, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. I'd like to wish you all a happy NAIDOC 2022. Get up, stand up, show up. Hope you're travelling well, you mob. And this is your daily program, National Talkback. You can have your say here. 1-800-422-416 is the number you need to call. Otherwise, text the brother 045-714-0550 and our Facebook page as well, BBM987FM. Big shout out to you all and welcome to the program. I'd like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land where we broadcast from, and to all our traditional owners across the beautiful country, ours. Welcome back, National Talk Black. Have your say and yarn up strong. A big shout out to Wuchopperin, First Nation Health Organisation here in Cairns. They're doing their celebration there today, and a big shout out to the team because the BBM crew will be over there doing the outdoor broadcasts from 1 o'clock onwards, Queensland time. So big shout out to your mob, and looking forward to seeing all your daily mob at Wuchopperin. So hope you're travelling well on this fine day. It is NAIDOC for the week. Let us know what's happening in your area, with your mob, with your clan, with your organisation, how you're celebrating it, and your thoughts in regard to NAIDOC. I feel as though it's a powerful tool in regarding educational tool, educate the people of the world, especially non-Indigenous brothers and sisters, about our existence and how we're travelling in the 21st century. It's also, like I said, an educator for the people who don't know about our space. A very deadly space, let me add that. Have you seen Yarn Up Strong here, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
dancing in the rain. Y'all are one man crying in the rain. Y'all are one man dancing in the rain. Y'all are one man crying in the rain. Go mark your lawn, dancing in the rain. Go mark your lawn, crying in the rain.
Yeah, beautiful track there. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your saying, yarn up strong. The daily number you need to call is 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black, we come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your Yindingi country, BBM Bumrabrip Media, 98.7 FM. A big shout out to the board of directors and also our manager and the team here, very deadly team, and love delivering all our songs, all our yarns on this fantastic medium. And a big shout out to First Nation Radio Station across the country, a daily black network, and we go across the country, and thanks to technology across the world as well in regard to the app. So there it is, National Talk Black. Give us a text as well if you can, 045-714-0550, and put your point across that way, or have your yarn or your statement either way. And then the Facebook page as well, BBM 987 FM. Looking at the top stories in the news today, $1,000 flood assistance payments to be rolled out from tomorrow as PM readies to visit flooded regions. Nick Kyrgios accused of assaulting former girlfriend. CBA hikes rates for second time in days. Aussies could be first in the world to get Omicron booster. Other news here, looking at sports, Joker all class with a touching act of sportsmanship in Wimbledon war. Things that shocked me when I moved to Australia. Other statements here, Justin had insurance when his house burnt down, but selling a few dozen eggs a week avoided his policy. Ash Barty's surprise career move after shock tennis retirement. ICAC's new move and Gladys Pro. It's pretty petulant, and Dusty called out for treating media with genuine disdain. So they're the news, the headlines for today's news. Have your say. Maybe you want to yarn about that deadly number here. 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black.
There's a place across the range. That's a place where my people stay, and peace and harmony aboard to you and me. Golden sounds that glow in the sun, starry nights that make us one. We come together as a family. Burning fires that you see for miles along the shore to the closed up bushland. This is where our lives never end.
Yeah, deadly track there. This is where I am. I'm right here. That's Eloise Ingram, and I'm right here on your daily program, National Talk Black, coming to you live from the First Nation radio station here in Cairns on your dingy country, BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. You can have your sober calls on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. Yarn up strong, you mob. Happy NAIDOC. Here it is, 2022. Get up, stand up, and show up. That's what it's all about. And make amends, make a move in regard to your life and bettering your life, your organisation, your mob, and stay black and deadly. All right, we're going to catch up a yarn now. We've got Larisha Jerome and also Geordie Dwyer, and they're from the First Nations Foundation. We're going to yarn about this deadly space, and I've got them both on the line. We'll start with Larisha. Good morning, sister. You there? Can you hear me?
Yeah, good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, thank you very much. Geordie, you there? Good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Hunk. How are you?
Yeah, very good, very good. Thank you, brother, for coming to the program. We'll start with Larisha. Who your mob were you from, Sissy?
Yeah, so I'm a proud Jadawa, Waka Waka and Willy Willy woman with strong family ties to southeast Queensland. But I grew up down on Darry Country in Western Sydney from the area. So, yeah, lovely.
Beautiful.
To be here today.
Yeah, deadly. Geordie, who your mob? Where you from, brother?
Yeah, down south in the southern invader, bruv. So I'm down Radbury way. Yes. Yeah, down central west New South Wales. So yeah, freshwater, red dust mob.
Yeah, deadly, brother. Thank you very much. Okay, we'll start with First Nations Foundation. So you guys are both part of it. Educate the people out there. What is First Nations Foundation?
First Nations Foundation has been up and running since 2006, and both Geordie and I have been with the foundation for the last 2 years. So I've been leading the Indigenous Women Financial Wellness Program.
Yes.
So, you know, that's all about a cultural and holistic lens into the financial wellness of, you know, that financial literacy education that we do.
Yes,
so we've got
our
My Money Dream program, you know, just all about that financial literacy education and building that foundation to, you know, that prosperity and intergenerational wealth within our families and our communities. But, I'll leave it to Geordie to talk about it.
Yeah, Geordie, elaborate, please, brother.
Yeah, well, I guess for us as a foundation, I guess it's really about trying to shift that mindset for our mob of surviving financially and just scrimping by to really trying to thrive and plan and create that intergenerational wealth, as Larisha said. So we work across the country. We run workshops with community and also trying to educate organisations in terms of how to better support their employees and to make informed financial decisions and really in terms of that community stuff, like we're really trying to help our mob not make poor decisions, I suppose, out of desperation in terms of like payday loans and that sort of stuff. And being aware of what they're signing up for, because we all know that's such a big issue for our communities, and that's what we really try to address that and work from the ground up.
Yeah, deadly. I always say that money's not everything, but I rank it right up there with oxygen, you know. it's a tool. It's a tool. Yeah. And the sad thing, well, not the sad thing is, but we work for a pay packet every week. And, if you look at rich people, they got money working for them instead of we working for money. So what you're talking about here, guys, is just getting financially intelligent, yeah?
Yeah, exactly right. And just applying it through sort of that cultural lens too.
Yes.
So it's really about recognising that how we view and perceive wealth is different to a lot of people.
Of course it is.
In terms of we really like to make sure our mob are looked after, our people that we love are looked after. But
they're the first cab off the rank, aren't they, Geordie? When you're talking family or mob. Could the brother say, hey, cuss, which are you get paid today? Shut up. Can't you say, hello, how are you?
Yeah, we got that payday radar better than anyone. Here.
Exactly. Hey, hold on, cuss.
and as we know, though, a lot of our mob that are struggling to make ends meet as it is, are looking after everyone first and foremost, but leaving themselves high and dry. So it's really about like how do we make sure that people are looking after themselves, but also then still able to fulfil that obligation, I suppose, that we all feel to our family and our mob to support them and help them.
Exactly.
On their path as well.
Exactly. Like I said, it's a tool. It's a vehicle, isn't it? Money is an extension of yourself, you know. If your heart's good, the money will go good. And that's where black people are at in regarding family first and all that sort of stuff, you know. Yeah, if you get financially intelligent and you're getting that money work for you, but we're probably talking goals and dreams here as well, you know. Money's a tool to help you achieve your goals and dreams. So have that in place, you know, like the so-called bucket list, yeah?
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Like, and it's like money is an energy as well. So we want to, you know, relate that to how money makes us feel.
Yes.
So we want to be abundant. We want to be capable and educated enough to be able to, you know, set those goals and actually achieve them.
Sure.
Also, while honouring our own boundaries, you know, a lot of mob will ask for loans and everything as well. But it's just like, how can we embody and, you know, show that our mob that we can work hard and, you know, meet our financial goals, and also just, you know, reflecting that so other people in our communities can mirror that money behaviour as well, and
exactly.
set those, you know, those good money habits and all of those things as well.
Yeah. Well, my uncle used to say to me, if you can't afford it cash, then you can't afford it. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so we always live beyond the means, or trying to live like the Joneses, you know?
Yeah,
the goal is to be the Joneses, yeah?
yeah, exactly right. And I think, for us, like, as Rich has spoken about, like, in terms of the energy and how it makes us feel, but and as talk about with the goal setting, like, really tapping into what you want to achieve. And I think, like, the stats sort of show, if you write down a goal and you share it, you're 41% more likely to achieve it.
So, yes, exactly.
So, yeah, just flipping that script, as I said at the start, like, we're not trying to just survive anymore. We're starting to get more involved in better-paying jobs. We're more and more educated all the time, and it's just trying to help set that foundation up, because the reality is that we're first, second generation of being able to be a full participant in the economy.
Yeah.
So, and now we haven't had that grounding that our non-Indigenous brothers and sisters, I suppose, have had and been fortunate enough to have. And it's, we're just trying to play our role in that part as well.
Intergenerational
knowledge and wealth.
Yeah, look, it's fantastic. And the fact that you guys are both working in that space, well, it helps you with your goals and dreams as well, as individuals, and practice what you preach, you know what I mean? So I can't wait to catch up with you guys. Do you want me to text you my bank details, or how do you want to do this? Or shut up. Knock off.
I'll text you mine. You can put a bit in there for me, eh?
Yeah, shut up. Hey, look, deadly talk with you. Larisha, thank you very much. Jordy, you the man. And look, happy NAIDOC. And we'll talk soon, guys. Okay.
Yeah, happy NAIDOC.
Yeah, we'll see you on Friday,
Trevor. Yeah, from Friday. One love. Take care, guys.
Bye. No easy, mate. Bye.
Beautiful yarn there with Larisha Jerome and also Jordy Dwyer, and they're from the First Nations Foundation, and yarn about that space. And it's just about getting financially intelligent and working for the pay packet, but getting the pay packet work for you. It's a good conversation, because we work 40-odd years. It's about getting financially intelligent, you know. We look after our body. We feed our body, you know what I mean? Some people a bit more than others, but in regards to the pocket, we need to feed that pocket as well. But we need to get the pocket working for us. So a very important conversation. Have you seen Yana Strong? Add to the conversation here. National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Hey, what's on your mob? It's me, Bushtaka Bungie. And you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Mark Aran.
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Come celebrate NAIDOC Week in full swing with our mob. Boot Shopper and Health Service is proud to host the Get Up, Stand Up and Show Up Community Day on July 6th between 1 and 5pm. Enjoy a cruisy afternoon with the whole family with the night shift band, traditional dance performances, cultural games, art and craft workshops and delicious traditional food. Our COVID-safe event is all free. Come join us for a yarn and NAIDOC celebrations on July 6th between 1 and 5pm at Wuchopran, 6 Moynihan Street, Manura.
Station sponsor.
To Deadly Mob, welcome back to your Deadly Program, National Talk Black. It's I, Trevor, Tim, Trendy, Trev Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. Here coming to you live from the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns, BBM, Bama, Bripa Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Israeli Service. Have your say in Yarn Up Strong, 1-800-422-416, number you need to call. If you're shy, don't act. We know you're not shy. You can text a brother, 045-714-0550, and our Facebook page as well, BBM 98.7 FM. All right, too, Daddy. Empowering thousands of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander families across Cairns and beyond. NAIDOC Week. We're going to talk to Darcy Kavanagh, who's a co-founder and CEO of Refocus, and got him in the studio with me here now. A very good morning, Darcy. How are you?
I'm good, thank you, brother.
Very good, brother. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Before we start, let the mob know who your mob, where you're from.
Yeah, so Darcy Kavanagh, my grandfather from Tweed, Fingal, raised and born there he was, and then myself born in Brisbane area and yes. Now live on the sunny coast for 20-something. I stop counting now, you know, getting too old for that stuff and a youngster.
Too deadly, brother. So you Sunshine Coast, brother, you could say now.
Yeah, that's true.
And bred it in.
Yeah.
So educate us, brother. Refocus. Who's Refocus?
Yeah, brother. So 12 years ago, my wife and myself sat around a table having a yarn about what
wife's
we need.
Name?
My wife's name. Yeah, shouldn't mention that. Hey, Ulla. Ulla Kavanagh.
Ulla. So Ulla. Hello, Ulla.
Yeah, she's out there. Lovely Samoan girl and keeping me on track, that's for sure. Empowering us above and beyond. But yeah, so 12 years ago, sat around a table. Just we were working for different places and thinking what supports our family needed. Mm. And so like brothers and sisters and cousins. And so we thought, well, we need to do something about this. And at that time, some funding was coming up for child safety to do family support. And so we thought that was
an opportunity.
Yeah. And so we set up a community controlled org there in our kitchen table, as many organisations start.
Beginnings and half done.
Yep. That's him. And then, started that. And now we started from a team of 6 people. We were successful for that funding grant and delivered family supports to families that were connected with child safety, keeping them at home or getting them home and staying home. And then now we've got a team about probably 75 staff at the moment and four
all from
offices.
That kitchen table yarn.
Yeah, I know, eh? So
how long ago was that, brother?
So 12 years ago,
12
brother.
12 years ago.
Yeah, September 2010 it was.
And so what's the actual service that you guys then do?
So the service that we've grown into now is, first and foremost is the Cairns office. We opened 4 months ago in Cairns.
Okay, represent Cairns, big shout out.
So our chairperson, Philly Nakata Bradley, she actually lives here in Cairns and Torres Strait Island lady. And she'd been there saying for years, come to Cairns. And we're like, okay. Finally had the opportunity to do disability, NDIS stuff. So plan coordination and in-home supports for our disabled brothers and sisters out there. So that service is here and we have 4 staff members over there at the office in Ormulla Street, 199.
Okay.
And opposite, is it the bungalow?
Bungalow
there. So that's our office there. And then down on the sunny coast and Moreton Bay, Sunshine Coast and Gympie areas, we do family support, in-home supports with families through that child protection funding money. We also have, I think, beautiful for NAIDOC is when we're celebrating successes of organisations and our people, statewide there's this new strategy moving forward around delegation of authority that Child Safety are doing in delegating their authority to community-controlled agency CEOs. And us and CQID have been 2 of the early adopter sites for that. Okay. And what that means is that service centre manager can actually delegate his authority or her authority to me, the named CEO, to make decisions for our families around child protection. So
Well, the old saying, black on black, you can't beat that.
Yeah, that's
it. And there's a beautiful space where your company, black company, dealing with our black mob.
Definitely. Yep. And I think that's because, you know, I always say, you know, I'm working on raising a nation of people, and I call my my refocused team a nation of people because, you know, we talk to one person, but that person then talks to another 5. They're our mob, it's like we're all connected. Yes. And so when we show up with a family, what we do say actually matters, and how we be with them actually really matters. And we never know who we are going to be for somebody. Yeah. And so no matter what our role is, we are all leaders, and we can all step into that. And and I practice what I preach, because there's moments there I want to be a leader, but I want to do it behind the scenes without the title or show, you know. And so, but I have to challenge myself and step out and go, actually, no, I've got to lead the way here. And no matter what, I'll say, yes, let's do it. And
if you're not the lead dog, the view's the same, they reckon.
Yeah.
But it is leading and taking that step up, you know what I mean? And leaving the egos at the door. You're doing it because of the organisation, but then helping our mob, you know, providing that service. So if you've got to be the front person, then so be it.
Yep.
But also helping your team step up to the plate as well.
Yeah, exactly right, brother. And that's being with my team. And like even being the CEO, everyone thinks – everyone has this perception what a CEO is, you know, and but I'm there mopping the floors, you know, clean the office, make the coffees and lunches for people and stuff, and empty the bins, you know.
Yeah,
that's because my wife telling me to do it there, you know.
Nah. You think you're the man?
Nah, yeah, that's right. But no, you know, I got to lead by example there too. Yes. Got to leave, like you said, your ego behind, and I always say a lot of the time we are running our lives in a story, a belief system that we created as children, and in that space we start living life, you know, the way that we think people want us to be, instead of actually being the person that's right for us. And I think that's the thing, challenging myself, but all my staff, to actually start thinking, why are you doing what you're doing? Yes. Why do we keep doing the default of what's easy, but it doesn't bring us joy? So it's like, how do we break that and actually do what brings us joy, but be respectful to everybody else, but put our boundaries together and actually create our future instead of just floating through it?
Yes, you know? Exactly. Oh, look, I just had a deadly yarn with Larisha Jerome and Geordie Dwyer, and they were yarn about First Nations Foundation, just talking about finance and working for a pay packet and getting the money work for you. And we all work for the whole of our life every week for a pay packet. So, like I said, get that money working for you in that sense, you know.
Yeah.
But when you're talking about the space you're doing, your job is a financial vehicle. Get passionate about the vehicle that you're driving is what I'm alluding to, you know.
Yep.
But if you're doing something you love and you're passionate about, you won't work a day in your life.
Yeah,
you know.
That's right.
And when you're talking about helping our mob, and people with disability, you know, they're behind the eight ball.
Yep.
But don't mean they have to stay there. And you guys can help them get in front of the eight ball, so to speak, yeah? And you get paid for that, brother.
Yeah, and that's right. And I think that's the beauty of it, like I think of it often, is our people all the time, our disabled brothers and sisters and our families are just, they're who they are. They're their special ones, you know, we say, or in our family, and we don't label it, you know, and that's the hardest thing that we, you know, these labels. But I see this opportunity to actually step our people up to feel so empowered. I've got a sister that has had a brain tumor and has mobility issues. And she's moving into her own house, supported house,
What's
the 16th.
Her
name's Gara.
And where's Gara live?
Gara lives down in Brisbane at Deception
Big
Bay.
Shout out, Gara. She's,
yeah, okay. So Gara's moving into her own place, shared with another person.
Okay.
But she is so excited to move out. I think she's 26, and you just sort of think she just wants to get out of home, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And so this is what brings the power to us as a people, but to the disabled people too, that they can actually achieve the dreams they want.
Sure.
And, you know, they might have physical limitations, but you know what? How can we make their physical limitations not be their limitation? It can actually be their driver to achieve their dream. You
well,
know?
Exactly. So, yeah. And you're talking about dream there. Every human being has a right to dream, you know what I mean? And look, some might be saying driving a Ferrari car. Some might be saying just to move out and live on their own.
That's him.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Whatever it is, and if the dream is big enough, the facts don't count.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
Keep
right,
the dream alive, so to speak.
Yeah, and brother, look, I think a lot of the time too, once again, to that mindset we create, the dream of even just having my voice heard. And so many times we are shoved into a box, and I say it sometimes too, is that I think adults sometimes come along and we wreck kids, you know, because we've shove our children into these little boxes. Stop showing off, stop big noting yourself, don't do this, don't do that. And then children, we become conditioned to go, oh, what do I look like out there? I better do this for them to keep them safe. And a lot of time we make people do things to keep ourselves safe, but it actually limits others.
It limits others, that's right, exactly. Well, they said that a child is like a piece of paper, and every time we walk past a piece of paper, we leave a mark.
Yeah.
The question is, what mark are you leaving?
Yeah, that's right.
You know?
Yeah.
And that sort of correction or don't do this and don't do that, it sort of puts the fold on top of their head.
Yeah, it does, yeah.
And we need to stop doing that and, like, knock the fold off.
Yeah, well, imagine when we were born. I always love to think about when you're born, how free are we? You know, and if you can remember until memories is how free it was and to what age did it start to become not so free. And it's like, how do we actually go back to that and actually live in that freedom of being creative? Step up and go, yeah, I'll do that. Where's the shame? Knock the shame off. Shame gets us nothing, you know?
Yes.
And it's get my voice. And that's the empowerment that we get. Yeah, we get paid to do it, but that's why I still wake up. That's why I'm still here 12 years later doing what we're doing.
Got a smile on your dial, loving the job, driving a vehicle. Refocus. So there it is. So your Daily Mob just tuned in. Darcy Kavanagh, he's the CEO of Refocus, co-founder and director, and empowering our mob out there, you know, our children and people with disability living the dream, brother. And when you say refocus, I'm thinking along the lines of anybody at any moment can start a new future.
Yeah, exactly right.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
Yesterday's dead and gone.
Yeah.
But tomorrow and the future's clean slate.
Exactly right.
So refocus on where you want to be and what you want to do, brother.
Yeah. It was funny when we're sitting at the table thinking of this, what do we want to do? And chucking all these words up there. And so now it's an acronym. It actually is. And it's redirecting empowering families with opportunities through culturally unique services. So that's everything that we want to achieve. So if we're ever stuck in anything we do, we look back at our name on our shirt here.
There it is.
Go refocus. It's like, oh, okay, yeah, get back on track.
Back to the table.
Massive.
You motivate the motivator, brother. Listen, very good yarn with you. Thank you very much for sharing. How do people find Refocus?
So refocus.org.au.
Yep.
And if they want to call Refocus, it's 1-800-REFOCUS.
Oh, 1-800-REFOCUS. There it is.
Yeah, and for Cairns, for the disability side, is option 6.
Option 6.
Yeah, so when you go through that machine's hawks here,
my
deadly voice going to be on there soon.
Yeah, deadly voice here, shout out.
But the machine will talk to you at the moment, and number 6 for Cairns, brother, and then all the rest of the numbers are for down Southway.
Darcy, nice meeting you, my brother. Great talking with you, and more power to you. Thank you, Cuss. Please do keep in touch. Powerful tool in regarding the wireless, so always keep us in mind. But we'll yarn soon, and you got a plane to catch, hey, brother?
I'm here till Friday, brother.
Oh,
so my plane take off Friday night.
Oh, good. Yeah. So you can celebrate with us, Kaif and NAIDOC.
I will be here for that.
To Deadly Darth.
All right. Thank you so
much,
brother.
We'll talk soon, brother, man. Beautiful yarn there, Darcy Kavanagh, Refocus, co-founder and director, and a very powerful vehicle in helping our mob out there with disability and helping our deadly black children out there. And we need that fantastic vehicle as such to help our mob. Black on black is, like I said, fantastic. Have your saying yarn up strong, 1-800-422-416. Give the Murray a call. Let's yarn your mob too deadly.
My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
1-800-422-416.
Yeah, Two Daily Mob, this is your daily program, National Talk Black. We're a professional organisation here at Bummer Bipper Media. Well, how? Murray mucked up, pressed the wrong buttons there. Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black. We're live at the First Nation radio station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country, BBM Bummer Bipper Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation, thanks to NERS, National Disease Radio Service. Have your saying, yarn up strong, you mob. Now, Aboriginal farmers in Western Australia sow the seed for carbon credits and land restoration. We're going to catch up a yarn now with native seed farmer. We have Oral Maguire on the line. Oral, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Trevor. How are you, brother?
I'm well, my brother. Before we start, let the mob know who your mob were you from, Oral?
So, I'm a Mangarata Balladong Yunga, so I'm from the wheat belt east of Perth, the wheat belt region of the central wheat belt region of WA.
Yes.
Little place called Beverley, but the NLE, and we're Noongar Nation, so we're that big mob from down in the southwest, the whole of the southwest corner of WA and Australia.
Deadly footprint. Deadly footprint.
Yeah, big footprint, 200,000 square kilometres.
Yes.
You know, about 40,000 and growing.
And growing, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fantastic, brother. So, native seed farmer. So tell us about this space, brother, between mining companies, carbon offsets and farmers, land restoration projects, and the market for native tree seedlings is booming and seed suppliers are having difficulty keeping up. So you sound like you're on a good wicket there, brother.
Oh, look, it's an old wicket, brother.
You know? Yeah, old wicket, yeah.
and no one knows it like we do, you know.
So, yeah, sure.
One of the things, you know, that we've, and the philosophies of what we've been trying to develop as the Noongar Land Enterprise Group, and we've travelled around the, you know, the countryside, been over your country there, and had a talk with mob, you know, around the, in different communities, and just got feedback on what people were doing and what level of, you know, connection or enterprise development.
Sure.
Understanding people. Because, you know, our traditional and our old economies, let's call it.
Yes.
You know. Are the only models for sustainability in this country. Nothing white collar sport here is sustainable.
Well, I've always said, brother, we as black people, we're sitting on a gold mine just being black. We're just going to get our skin in the game. We'll get proactive in the business world, you know, and we can kick some deadly goals, brother.
Yeah, no, absolutely, brother. And the key is, you know, understanding that, you know, economics is really important. I mean, the social programs and the social development and the, you know, the dealing with the trauma of colonisation and our histories is critical. Is a critical part of our healing and recovery. But you know, we've got young people who are very entrepreneurial in our families and communities now, and you know, who have a really strong understanding. One of the things that we work with the NLE is understanding that cultural appropriateness, and that's a critical foundation of our economic or commercial and commercialisation of, you know, cultural products or bush products, as we call it.
Yes,
bush. Around, you know, bush foods, bush medicines, because everyone's got a, you know, a recipe or a remedy for something, and everybody knows what to do with certain plants and animals and species that grow naturally in our environment. So, you know, that all of that links back to our sacred knowledge, and we need to understand, you know, that we've got a responsibility as custodians and traditional owners to protect that sacredness of our knowledge as well, including the system of how knowledge is passed on. So cultural appropriateness for us is even more important, and the cultural governance around that is really important, and more important, in fact, than the opportunities created through commercialising products. So, you know, but it's a massive market when you consider that at the moment, you know, Aboriginal groups are only participating 1% in the food, you know, bush foods industry, and it's a growing industry, as we know. And at the moment, we believe, on some of the research that we've done, that, you know, the mostly 99% of the whitefellas who are exploiting, you know, sacred knowledge are utilising 14 species. You know, we know there's, you know, upwards from 6,500 to 10,000 species.
Yes. We are the professors in this field. Well, in a lot of industries as such, aren't we?
Absolutely, Buzz. And, you know, when you put those numbers down and you start to understand, you know, the scale and therefore the potential.
Yeah.
It's a, you know, massive upside for our Aboriginal mobs to start to utilise, you know, our sacred knowledge, our cultural understanding of caring for country.
Yes.
But also that there's opportunities where we can appropriately, you know, utilise that knowledge in a way that, you know, we employ our own people and we produce our own superfoods, you know.
I mean, sure, exactly. Now, you're talking about employment of First Nation people. I mean, that in itself is fantastic as well. And then also career pathways, I'm thinking, yes?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. And you know, all that needs developing. I mean, because we've had you know, the last 30 or 40 years, you know, around welfare sort of training and development, you know, CDP and those types of models, which, you know, I think work really well in our new models, but you know, I think encouraging our Aboriginal corporations and our community organisations to focus in on, you know, cultural context or for both entrepreneurial and development.
Yes.
Or entrepreneurial development. Because we are naturally entrepreneurs, you know. I mean,
of course.
One of the brothers up that way there, you know, Colin Saltmere, was at a forum last week that I was at, and, you know, he's a super entrepreneur, you know.
Yeah, who's,
utilising Spinifex in his way. So it's there's lots of lots of wonderful opportunities and great thinkers and in our families and communities.
And I'm strongly believing, my brother, we've got our beautiful, strong ancestors and still working with us from the other side, you know. Spiritually, we are connected to Mother Earth and to our land and to our sea and, of course, opportunities galore.
Yeah, for sure. And that's why, you know, we sort of we understand that, you know, that absolutely, we totally agree with that, that connection to country and the spirit of land and our old fellas. But, you know, making sure that we show that proper respect and appropriateness around how we utilise that knowledge or how we, potentially create enterprises or commercialise these products. We've got to do that in a very strong cultural context. So it's important that, you know, and that's what we've been doing as the NLE. We've been developing that to put structure around it, you know, so that it's not just a family or individual sort of responsibility becomes a corporate responsibility that we can, you know, use and strengthen with our cultural connections, you know. And
exactly, brother. Now, you mentioned NLE, which is acronym for Noongar Land Enterprise. How long has NLE been operating for, brother?
We did it. It's a usual journey of, when we start off slow, mate, and we're all broke and,
run on the smell of an oily rag.
But, you know, our oils are pretty good. So
yeah, that's it. too deadly.
It's good stuff. So, you know, we started, you know, we put together the concept to form a cooperative, essentially.
Yes, yes.
And we've got about 15, you know, Noongar groups with property over here. With
good.
Farms.
Yep.
And there's we started off with 8. We're back down to 6. You know, a couple of folks dropped off because they had other things to do.
Sure.
But
the door's always open.
We got a strong membership. Yeah, absolutely. And we've spoken to groups right around the country. But yeah, we've been going since about 2014.
Good, brother.
But we launched, formally launched the NLE in 2018. So, you know, 4 years of forming it. Forming and norming.
Yep.
And, we're now in a performing phase. So, we get and obviously interest from fellows like yourself over that side of the country. And
too deadly. Sounds like you're enjoying the journey there too, Ol.
Yeah, it is great, mate. You know, it's created an opportunity for me to come back to, you know, my hometown where I was born.
Yes.
In the wheat belt, you know, from the city. My health has never been better and my spirit.
Good, brother. Exactly. Nothing beats working on country, my brother. Hey, beautiful Yana with you all. Thank you very much for sharing. Keep watching you guys very closely. Please do keep in touch and keep smiling. And happy NAIDOC, my brother.
Yeah, thank you, Trevor. And same to you and all your listeners too. Thanks, brother.
See you, bro. Bye-bye. Deadly yarn there, that's Oral Maguire, and he's a native seed farmer and talking about Aboriginal farmers in Western Australia. Sow the seed for carbon credits and land restoration, and had some deadly yarns with our mob up this way in Far North Queensland who are operating in that space very successfully. So a great opportunity for all First Nations across this big island of ours, the big country, Australia. Have you seen Yarn Up Strong? 1-800-422-416. 4 minutes left on the program, your mob.
There's nothing I would you take my precious land away. For nothing gives me greater joy than to watch you fill each girl and boy with superficial existential shit. You may think I'm cheeky, but I'll be satisfied to rebuild your convict ships and sail you on the tide. There's nothing I would rather be than to be an aborigine and dream of just what be like. Where moth and rust do not corrupt, when I die, I know I'm growing up, cause you know that I've had my hell on earth. Though we are informed, judgment day is coming. We're always being warned.
Come celebrate NAIDOC Week in full swing with our mob. Root Chopper and Health Service is proud to host the Get Up, Stand Up and Show Up Community Day on July 6th between 1 and 5pm. Enjoy a cruisy afternoon with the whole family with the night shift band, traditional dance performances, cultural games, art and craft workshops and delicious traditional food. Our COVID-safe event is all free. Come join us for a yarn and NAIDOC celebrations on July 6th between 1 and 5pm at Root Chopper and 6 Moynard Street, Manura.
Station sponsor.
Yeah, to Deli Woo Chopper and see you guys soon. Yarn Up Strong here on National Talk Black. Trinity Trev Murray got it from the Curry and the sauna for today. I thank you very much for your company. Back in the hot seat again tomorrow. Happy NAIDOC, you mob. Get up, stand up and show up. So you mob show up at the function, stand up and get up. There it is. Have your say and Yarn Up Strong via the phone on 1-800-422-416. You have to do that tomorrow, mob. Stay tuned, stay black, stay deadly, stay strong.